The Evan Bray Show coming up at 8:36 this morning. Evan joins me right now. Evan, guess what I did on the weekend?
That could be a variety of things. That's open-ended.
Well, it was a little cool yesterday morning, and I, you know, get up at about 5:30 on Sunday mornings. And the house was a little cool. We didn't have any furnace on or anything. Yeah. I clicked the furnace on, and I got that really nice, comfortable, furnace smell as soon as you turned it on in the fall.
Which has a hint of dust in it.
Yeah, right, sure.
All summer, yeah.
Well, it's here. I mean, we're getting some cool temps, but as we get closer to the weekend, it's going to get nice.
Can we go back and explore why you're getting up at 5:30 on a Sunday?
Well, because that's sleeping in for me. I wake up at 2:30 on a weekday.
I was going to say, that is a sleep in.
Plus, I'll tell you what, I can get a lot of work done when nobody else is up.
For sure. For sure. It was a great weekend. Great weekend of sports, Shaq.
Yes.
The Riders, the Jays, I mean, man. Those are good wins.
Now, are you, I'm obviously a Blue Jays fan because they're the only Canadian or the only team in the major leagues that are from Canada, of course, so yeah. I'm going to be a Blue Jays fan. I don't really watch a lot of Blue Jays baseball throughout the season, but when things like this happen, you're glued to the TV with those big wins.
100%, and I mean, they are, they are firing on all cylinders. They've got all of the bats working for them. Great pitching going on. And don't forget, those Yankees, they are not a small team. They've got some great hitters on that team. Judge, of course, great threat for them. But boy, those Jays, I thought they looked so good in that series they had against the Rays, which ended the regular season. And now they just are showing they've lost no momentum going into the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Now, what do you think? Is it going to be a sweep in the Bronx tomorrow night?
I would love to see a win tomorrow night. I mean, I give them the chance to understand that it's going to be tough. It's not going to be the same when they don't have the fans there. So, obviously, it'd be good to see a win. But I'm hearing lots of people taking the Jays to win it in four. So, maybe not the first game in New York, but the second.
See, you know what? I don't agree. I think they're on a hot streak right now. It may not be a 12-7 or a 13-7 or a 10-1 win.
Right.
But it's going to be
a 4-3 win.
No, I'm thinking still it's going to be an 8-2. I think it's still going to be a bit of a trouncing.
You really are on the bad way.
On your show today, we got about 30 seconds here, Evan. Fire Protection Week is this week, so you got somebody on.
That's right. Fire Chief Lane Jackson from Regina Fire and Protective Services. You know, it's an interesting trend, Shaq. You think about all of the fire safety tips that we used to get through the years, making sure you've got working fire detectors and those smoke detectors in your home. Now they're talking a lot about battery safety with increased number of batteries. So it could be cell phones. It could be vehicles. It could be scooters. The fact is we are seeing fires starting as a result of batteries. And so some interesting new communication coming out from our friends at the fire department talking about ways in which you can protect yourself, protect your home from fire, from battery fires.
Yeah, I've got a lot of cordless tools and a lot of batteries. So luckily I have a fire extinguisher in my shop.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's a big topic for sure. And that's happening today on the show.
All right. 8:36 this morning, Evan Bray Show. Evan, have a great show, my friend.
Good stuff. Thanks, Shaq.